Sunday, the 25th of May, 1913. Collier, held as forger, is freed on bond. Long crime record charged. Atlanta, Georgian. Sunday, May 25th, 1913. Athens judge tells Colonel Felder that dictograph trapper is under suspended sentence in Georgia. Knoxville complaint to be pressed. As Collier, soldier of fortune, who plotted the destruction, by means of the dictograph, of Colonel T.B. Felder and Mayor Woodward, last night was released under bond from the city prison. The charge of forgery on which he was arrested, he declared, was trumped up in order to take him from Atlanta, and was brought, he says, by Felder or his friends. Collier was arrested at Marietta and Forsyth Streets Saturday afternoon by Detectives Chuning and Norris when a telegram came from Ed Connors of Knoxville, Tenerau, to hold him. The charge mentioned in the telegram was that Collier obtained $90 from Rosa Johnson of Knoxville on a forged draft. Several hours later, two friends came to Collier's rescue. Detective R.S. Osborne signed the required bond of $1,000, and an unknown friend delivered $200 as a cash bond for the prisoner. Collier was released. Chief Beavers said last night that he arrested Collier as a matter of courtesy to Chief Connors, possessing no warrant authorizing him to take Collier into custody. It probably will be Thursday, according to the telegram from Chief Connors, before requisition papers can be had. The alleged incident occurred 4 years ago, Collier said last night. During that period, I have been to Knoxville a number of times and have not been molested. The charge, coming as it does now, is the result of a plot to get me away from Atlanta. Colonel Thomas B. Felder was advised yesterday afternoon by an Athens Circuit Superior Court judge that Collier is under suspended sentence to serve a term in the Georgia Penitentiary for forgery, and there is every probability he will be held for the Georgia courts before requisition papers will be honored. The judge stated to Colonel Felder that Collier issued forgeries on the Georgia National Bank, was convicted and sentenced. But the sentence was suspended when Collier stated he was suffering with tuberculosis, and the prison sentence would kill him. The exact wording of the suspended sentence was not recalled. The judge and Colonel Felder communicated with Athens, and if it is possible within the law, they say, will order Collier to serve the term. The judge asked that his name be withheld from publication until he took some action.